Then David said, Mephibosheth, and he answered, here is your servant. So David said to him, do not fear, for I will surely show you kindness for Jonathan, your father's sake. And Mephibosheth, I will restore to you all the land of Saul, your grandfather, and you shall eat bread at my table continually. I'm going to stop right there. I want to talk about today. Last week we talked about shift happens. And today I want to talk about God has not forgot. Amen. Touch somebody and tell them that. Remind them that. Tell them God has not forgot. Touch somebody else. Tell them God has not forgot. Now, my brothers and sisters, I want to minister to those of you who your hope is being attacked because of the changes that you are facing in your life. And I want to focus today on this Old Testament character by the name of Mephibosheth. Now, Mephibosheth may not be a man that you are familiar with, but Mephibosheth gives us a picture of God's grace towards saints and sinners. Mephibosheth's story represents what God has done for each and every one of us that's in this place today. See, the story of Mephibosheth helps us to know what God has done for us, so that when we understand what God has done for us, we can live a life that's full of hope, that's full of confidence, and we can be steadfast in our faith. It's when you know the love of God that he has extended to each and every one of us that's in this place today, you can't stay depressed very long. You can't get down very long, because at the remembrance of the goodness of God, something on the inside of you has to stand up and say, we can make it through this. See, Mephibosheth was the son of Jonathan. You should know this man, Jonathan. And if you don't know Jonathan, maybe perhaps you're familiar with Jonathan's father, King Saul. To really understand Mephibosheth, everybody say that name with me, Mephibosheth. And just in my sanctified imagination, they had to have a nickname for him, because I can't see folks just calling him Mephibosheth. That just takes too long. Y'all know how we like to chop it up. They had to call him Shep or something, because Mephibosheth was just too long. But to understand Mephibosheth, you have to understand the story of King David. King David, you know that King Saul had been given the honor of being the ruler or the king over the entire nation of Israel. And the Bible says one day God sent Saul into battle against a constant enemy called the Amalekites. And he told him to go and kill all of the Amalekites. But Saul had a pride problem. And so he went in and he killed all, but he kept the king of the Amalekites to work for him. And that's why the Bible says that pride and a haughty spirit goes before the fall. That whenever you find yourself walking in a spirit of pride, you are just moments away from disaster. And because Saul's pride had consumed him and he disobeyed God, what happened was God says, I have rejected Saul. I regret the day that I made him king. He told the prophet Samuel, he says, go down now to Jesse's house, and I want you to anoint the king, the next king of Israel. The Bible records that the prophet Samuel goes down to the man Jesse's house and tells him that I'm here to anoint the next king. And y'all remember Jesse had a boy that was out keeping sheep by the name of David. The Bible says he was ruddy looking. He was smelly, but he was out with the sheep. And when David walked in, the anointing began to flow. And so when the anointing began to flow, he was anointed king while Saul was still on the throne. Man, my preacher won't let me pass this point up, because God is the only person that will fire you and let you keep on working. That's cold, ain't it? Because Saul was fired. He was still on the throne, but David had been anointed as king. And so watch this. When David was anointed king, he went back out in the pasture to keep on keeping his sheep. That's why whenever it is that God assigns you to do something that seems menial, small, and obscure, you ought to do it with faithfulness, because when God tells you to do something small, he has something big in mind. If God tells you to be an usher in the church, God has something bigger than ushering in the church for your life. But he's saying, I want to see how faithful you can be over something that seems small and minuscule, because those who are faithful over the little things, he'll let them become ruler over much. And so David went right back out in the pasture and he started keeping those sheep. And next thing you know, an opportunity opened up for him to go to the palace. Watch this now. Don't miss this. Because he did not go to the palace as the king, even though he was anointed for it. He went to the palace as a servant. He went to the palace to serve Saul, the man he was going to be replacing. He had a greater anointing than Saul. He was better looking than Saul. His legacy was going to outlive Saul. But when he got to the kingdom, when he got to the palace, he had to go in as a servant. Mm-hmm. And some of us need to understand that a servant is not a step down. A servant is your elevator up. Because Jesus said, the greatest among you are those not that sit in high places, but those of you that can serve in low places. Don't tell me that a servant don't have favor with the Lord, because whenever you become a servant, you have a right to everything that the master has. And so if you want to really be in favor with God, you ought to find your place of service. Now David was anointed king, but David never tried to get in front of God. He stayed right there and served Saul. And you know what? He was anointed to be king, but he also was anointed to serve. See, I would rather be in an anointed number two spot than to be in a number one spot being arrogant. And so many people cannot stay in the anointed second place because they want to be in an arrogant first place. Let me tell y'all something, because David, watch this, had the anointing, and then the anointing caused him to have favor with all the people. Because not before long, because David was serving with such level of integrity and excellence that all the people in the land, while David was a servant, was singing David's praises. Y'all remember after the battle of Goliath that he came back to the kingdom and the girls were singing a song that Saul has slayed his thousands, but David has slayed his 10,000. See, that's why you got to stay in your place of anointing, because I don't need to be in the first position to live a first class life. Oh, you missing that. But I can be in an anointed second position, and that anointed second position will cause me to have favor with God and also to have favor with other people. And while everybody else is trying to get the title, while they trying to get the position, while they trying to kiss up and get a promotion, if you just stay faithful to what God called you to do, God says your gift will make room for you and it'll bring you before great and mighty men. Touch your neighbor and say, stay number two, because there's an anointing on number two. But number two is where David was. See, and let me tell you, when Saul began to see the anointing that was on David's life, let me help y'all with something, because everything that's anointed of God is hated of the devil. I'm going to say that one more time. Everything that is anointed of God is hated of the devil. One more time for somebody that's really going through. Everything that is anointed of God is hated of the devil. And so if you have an anointed marriage, you're going to have a marriage that's coming under attack, because everything that's anointed of God is hated by the devil. If you got some anointed children, you're going to have some children that go through hell, because everything that's anointed of God is hated by the devil. If you have an anointed church, your church is going to be under attack by the devil, because everything that's an anointed of God is hated by the devil. And this is why when Peter wrote his letter to the church, he told them, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which comes to try you as though some strange thing has happened to you. He says, don't you think that because you have all that anointed on your life that the devil is going to leave you alone? No, the devil will go attack you from every which way, like we used to say in my neighborhood. James says it like this. He says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. I like that word diverse, because that means a multiplicity of attacks, a multiplicity of struggles, a multiplicity of things going on in your life. And some people in this room, you so anointed, you ain't got one thing you fighting, but you got all hell that you're fighting in your life, because there's something anointed about your life. Shake your neighbor's hand and say, I must be anointed, because all the hell that I've been going through, the devil must be trying to stop me from getting somewhere, because everything that's anointed of God is going to be hated by the devil. And so now Saul becomes the enemy of David, because he can't celebrate what's on his life. He got to hate what's on his life. And I want you to know, the spirit of Saul is still alive and doing well today, because they got some folks that can't stand when they see something on you that's not on them. And why you got to be a hater? Won't you celebrate what God has given unto somebody else? Because the word of God declares that each one of us has a measure of faith. He didn't give us all the same thing, but he gave us all something. And so why you can't celebrate what's on my life and not hate what God is doing in my midst? I don't know who I'm talking to in here today, but I rebuke the spirit of Saul in this house. We're not going to be hating on what you're doing in your business, what you're doing in your marriage, what you're doing with your kids. But when you go up, we all go up. Oh God, if we could just get delivered from a spirit of Saul, a spirit of criticism, a spirit of haterism, a spirit of attack and assault. And so now Saul gets so mad that he tells David, he says, David, I'm going to pin you to the wall. See, because sometimes, watch this, when you really anointed, the devil will do whatever he can to try to stop you. Oh, Lord, I hear the Holy Ghost talking. That's why when I was sitting in that emergency room the other day, my baby was born. The baby came out blue. And when the baby came out blue, my feathers didn't even get a wrinkle, because I already understand that he was anointed from the womb. And I sit there and I started praying. And about 5 minutes later, they came back and said, the baby doing well. I said, I know, because I ain't trusting in the OBGYN. I'm trusting in a God that has never lost a case. And I know my baby is going to be anointed. And the devil know I better get him before he get in the world, because if I don't stop him before he get in the world, he gonna tear my kingdom down, and everything that's anointed of God is a down. That's why I don't know who this is for. You better not give up on your child. You need to understand your child is going through what they're going through, because God has a future for him. I don't care if he have been to juvenile detention. I don't care how many times he done been kicked out of school. You stay on your bending knee. You stay at the altar for the Lord, because everything that's anointed of God. I'm talking to somebody that's hoping here today. I'm talking about somebody that know they got an anointed child. Oh, Lord, I don't know who this is for, but the Lord told me to tell somebody in here today that the devil is a lie. The doctor is wrong concerning your child. Your child can learn. Your child can be somebody. Your child is just anointed. That's why they don't fit in with the system. So now, watch this now. Let me tell you how God works. Because Saul hated David. See, that's why none of us should walk in a spirit of hate. Because let me tell you what God did. Saul hated David, but Jonathan was in love with David. No homo, no funny stuff like that. But the Bible says that David and Jonathan, their hearts were knit together. They had a friendship like none other, that even though his daddy couldn't celebrate what was on his life, Jonathan said, I see it. And even though I'm supposed to be the next king, I see that God has placed something on your life that he didn't place on my life. And I ain't going to hate on it. I'm going to celebrate you, David. I ain't going to let my daddy kill you. I'm going to protect you. So watch this. Now that's how God will do it, because his daddy was hating, but his son was celebrating. I want to know how many people can reverse the curse of their parents by doing something different. That way your parents may have been hating, your parents may have missed the mark, but now you begin to celebrate. And God says, I'll turn that thing around for you because of your attitude and your spirit. And so the Bible goes on to say that a civil war broke out. And when the civil war broke out in Israel, Saul was killed and Jonathan was killed in the civil war, and all of his descendants died in that civil war. And now they came and they said, David, it's your time. It's your turn. I know you got your anointing a few years ago, but just because you got your anointing don't mean it's your time. Some of you got an anointing to do it. You anointed to do it, but it ain't your time to do it. And you got to wait till your anointing comes to full maturity, because God anoints you prematurely. And then he expects you to grow up in that anointing. He expects you to learn how to handle that anointing, to walk in a spirit of integrity, to walk and glorify his name. But the time had come. That's why I love what the word of God says. In the fullness of time, that after Saul was killed and after Jonathan was killed, David became king over Israel. Now David is in his place of destiny. He's the man, y'all, large and in charge. He's the man, the little boy a few years ago, he was on the backside of the mountain keeping his father's sheep. But now God has taken him from the pasture to the palace. Elbow your name and say, shift does happen. Yeah. And I don't know who you are in here today, but God is able, I'm speaking to your hope, to take you from a deficit to a profit. God is able, somebody, to take you right now from the outhouse to the White House. I speak this over your life. Don't you get weary in well-doing, because God has not forgotten his promise. And I bet you David said, man, God done forgot about me, because he anointed me years ago. But when am I going to walk into that blessed place? When am I going to see the abundance? When am I going to get to that place? Oh, but in the fullness of time, if you just stay faithful, that the devil can't stop what God has anointed. If you just stay faithful, there's no witch that can keep you out. There's no relationship that can pull you down. You got to stay faithful unto the Lord.